Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in the community. I am your grandma's favorite pastor, Pastor John McClain, here with the one and only, the coolest talk radio show host in the city of Tucson, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling.
Well, thank you.
You like that reference?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, because Picture Rocks Cooling is keeping you cool all summer long.
That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. I think it says it somewhere in the encyclopedia somewhere. I haven't read it in a while, but
yeah.
It checks out,
probably,
right?
Wikipedia says
Wikipedia.
That.
Definitely on Wikipedia. It says everything on Wikipedia, so it must be true. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving God that makes it possible for us all to be here, even this planet to be here, this piece of dirt spinning around, this one star among the billions of stars in the world that were made possible by a very loving God that allows us to talk on the radio show. And I'm going to thank him like I do every week with the Lord's Prayer. It goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive me for that one, Lord. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I think that's the first time I ever messed that up.
Yeah. You're not perfect.
I'm not perfect.
Yeah. And that's why we need grace.
That's why we need Jesus to forgive us for our sins and God to be there and guide us. So it all makes sense. Checks out.
Yep.
And all that being said, we have one of the many amazing organizations that we work with here in studios and kind of just, not to take too much of your time, but to set up like what this show is all about. It started off with us just interviewing nonprofits, and then we wanted it to be all about just highlighting the work that nonprofits are doing. But then we saw there's so much more good being done in the community than just by the nonprofits. So we've expanded that. But to go back to our foundation, one of the many amazing nonprofits that we have here in Tucson that doesn't get nearly enough credit, whether it's now or through the years, and that nonprofit is We Care Tucson. And we got Mimi and Pam with We Care Tucson here to represent it. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, here I have Mimi. Have you speak real quick for our listeners who don't know what We Care Tucson is? What is We Care Tucson?
We Care Tucson is a nonprofit that takes in used technology and we restore what we can, and then we sell it in a showroom at low cost. And anybody is welcome to come in, shop, and get what they need electronically. What we can't use, then we recycle.
Okay.
But we also have a low-cost computer referral program for those that can't even afford to shop in the store itself.
Nice.
But we also take in medical supplies and medical equipment.
Okay.
Medical supplies and equipment are given. The equipment's loaned out free, except for very large items that have a minimal administrative fee of $20. But we'll waive that if people can't afford it. And all the supplies are free.
Nice. That's awesome. And you guys have like a big fundraising campaign coming up around, a very creative one at that. Tell us about that.
Yes. It's the first fundraising event we've ever doing. And it is a pickleball fundraiser.
Okay.
And that's why I brought Pam, because that is her wonderful idea.
Okay, Pam with the big brain. All right, Pam. So tell us about it, Pam.
Well, so Mimi and I were talking about different fundraising ideas, and I started playing pickleball shortly after I moved to Tucson about 8 years ago. And pickleball just, I don't have time to get into the history of it, but it was just started in a frivolous way. And it's just a lot of fun. It's super social. Right now, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the country, and I think
you
it's
hear
getting
about
close
it everywhere.
To being
worldwide,
exactly. Yeah. So we decided to do a pickleball fundraiser. We're calling it a fundraiser, not a tournament, because we want everybody who's been playing pickleball for from a short time to people that compete in real tournaments to come out and play with us. And we decided to name it the Pickalicious Jingle Jam.
Oh, that's
because
fun.
It's going
that's
to
just
be
fun to say.
You like that
name? Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, we like it too because it's also a frivolous, funny name. Mm. And it happens that we are going to be hosting the fundraiser on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of December, which is right between the Thanksgiving holiday and the Christmas holiday. Mm. So we named it the Picklicious Jingle Jam because of that. Yes.
You are the marketing brain, aren't you? I just see it's got this look in your eye, like you've just got creative ideas just rolling around in there.
Yeah, well, I don't really come from a marketing background per se, but I do love pickleball, and I've met some of my closest friends in Tucson because of the pickleball game.
Mm-hmm, nice.
Well, so, you have different levels then?
Mm.
Yes. So in the tournament, we're starting with the 2.5s through 4.0. And 2.5s are like a beginner level, and a 4.0 would be like not quite an expert. An expert or a professional is a level 5.
Oh, okay.
So we're kind of from beginner to a very, very good player, or is the type of player that will play in our fundraiser.
So it's pretty much open to anyone.
It's open to everybody. Yeah, nice. Yes. In fact, it's not only open to just pickleball players. We're actually having a ton of things that are going to be going on during the fundraiser. We have some companies that are coming out and doing stretching exercises and teaching people how to stretch. We have an organization called the Let's Pickleball Academy that's going to be giving free lessons and coaching. We have vendors selling a lot of different things, not just pickleball things, but fun things that people might want to come and buy for the holiday season. We're going to be doing a raffle and a silent auction for a number of things too, and there will be food as well provided by the gallery, which is where the pickleball fundraiser, the Picklicious Jingle Jam, will be located at the gallery. So there's a lot of things for everybody to do. Mm. We're wanting not only pickleball players to register, but we'd like the community to come out because everything that's going on will help support We Care Tucson.
Yeah. Right. And what are some of the needed items for the We Care Tucson tech and medical drive?
Yes. So one of the additional things that will be going on is we will be hosting a drive for our technology and medical goods.
Okay.
That's going to be actually a drive-through right in front of the Gallery Sports Club. So people can even just drop their goods by if they don't want to come in and watch, but we think they'll want to come in and watch.
Okay.
So we'll be taking any type of used technology. It doesn't even have to work. Anything that we can't, from a technology standpoint, refurbish at the shop to give to people who can't afford it or to put on our store will be torn apart and recycled so that those items don't end up in our landfills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good.
Nice.
And then medical items, we're always in need of things like wheelchairs, walker, toilet risers, all of that.
Nice. And how can people get a hold of you guys if they want to donate or if they want to volunteer?
So we have a website. It's called the Picklicious Jingle Jam. Pickle, like the word pickle, with a dash and ishus, I-C-I-O-U-S, jinglejam.com, all one word.
Picklicious jinglejam.com.
Yes, and they can get on there. They can register to play. They can donate there. They can learn about all that will be going on during the event.
Awesome. Pam, Mimi, thank you so much.
Thank you.
WeCareTucson.com. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, WeCareTucson.org. Definitely check it out. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Pastor John McClain here with the coolest guy in Tucson, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. We'll see you right after the break. Welcome back to another serendipitous episode of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with the coolest guy in Tucson, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rock's Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Well, hello there.
Yeah.
Glad to be back.
It's a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm always just so blessed to be here.
Yeah. And I mean, and believe it or not, not a week goes by that I don't mention your name in some shape or form.
Yeah,
in a good way.
I'm glad you threw that in.
Look at your eyes. Yeah, it was a little scary, but yeah, actually in a good way. So thank you for being my friend.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah. And we have another one of our friends here in studio. Actually, I feel like we have a lot of our friends here in studio. We got Kiki Rogers in the corner. She'll be on our next segment. We'll be spotlighting her, but she'll be doing some background commentary, some color commentary for us back there.
Hopefully not too colorful.
Not too colorful, hopefully, yeah. But our guest today is Mr. Sean Smiley. We've had him on the show before, thankfully. Unfortunately, before he was on the phone. So thankfully, we actually got that beautiful, rich voice in the studio today.
Thank you.
And Sean is with ERC Junction. If you don't know what ERC means, he's here to tell you. Yes. So what is ERC?
So ERC stands for the Employee Retention Credit, sometimes referred to as the Employee Retention Tax Credit. Mm. It's an IRS refund for businesses that qualify who had W-2 employees during the pandemic.
Okay. Some people I talk to, there's one of two things that I hear. Either I don't qualify or it's a scam. Either prove or disprove the scam part.
Yeah, so there's a lot of misinformation out there. So there was a law put into, written by Congress, put into effect by President Trump. It was then extended by President Biden. It was originally called the CARES Act, C-A-R-E-S, that created the PPP loans, which was publicized well far and wide. Mm-hmm. Initially, business owners could qualify for either PPP or ERC.
Interesting.
And then they amended it later and said they could do both.
Mm. Okay.
So it's definitely not a scam. This is real money from the IRS. The IRS says about 8 out of 10 small businesses qualify.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And is this a one-time application for the entire pandemic, or have businesses who maybe did it for the first year still have an opportunity for the following year? How does that time frame work?
Yeah, so there is a lot of misinformation out there. Many accountants, CPAs, et cetera, They're just up to here with work, and so they don't really understand the nuance of the law. They're telling a lot of business owners they don't qualify, or maybe they qualified for a couple quarters. What we'll do is we'll do a free review for any business. If we can't find additional money for them, if they've already applied or if they've been told they don't qualify, we don't charge them anything if we can't get a refund for them.
Mm-hmm. So, like, just as a standard, like, how does a business know whether they qualify or not?
So there's four primary ways, and you know, we have a whole team of experts that will review each business in specific. But the easy way for listeners to know is if their revenue declined by a certain percentage, if they were a new business, they started operations February 15th of 2020 or later, if they were subject to government mandates that affected how they did business, so restaurants is a great example. They were shut down for 6 weeks, carry out only, and then they could be at 50% capacity. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth way is if you might have been an essential business or a business that wasn't directly affected by those shutdowns, but your suppliers were affected by the shutdowns.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's always good when we always have you as the guest co-host whenever we have ERC on.
Yeah.
But I know that you guys actually helped Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, correct?
We did.
They did.
Do you mind
speaking to that, Rob?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And before we were helped by them, we were under the assumption that we either weren't eligible or, you know, that we just didn't know. We didn't have the correct information. So we basically gave you all the information that you asked for, and you ran with it. You went through all the channels and made sure that we were eligible, and then you submitted it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it took, I don't know, maybe 6 months?
Yeah, it's about, they're running at about 5 to 6 months
now.
There's
it took about 6 months to get the money, but we got it.
And it was worth it?
It was worth it, oh yeah.
Yeah, like well worth it?
Oh yeah, well worth it.
Yeah, I mean, and I asked that because I had the good fortune of meeting and having lunch with Sean this afternoon. And Sean, when he was telling me the average return he gets for businesses, it was mind-boggling to me. I mean, it's realistically, it's almost unbelievable how much you're able to get people. But by the way, you're speaking, it sounds like he got you.
He did.
You're right.
Yeah. And it's almost like found money. Mm. You know, I mean, it's money that we weren't going to have anyways. Mm. And he did all the work, or his team did all the work. Mm-hmm. So we really, I mean, other than giving him the information he asked for, that's about all we did.
Mm. And it doesn't cost you anything. Nothing's going to affect you down the line. And you, it would, like you're saying, it would have been money you would have just not made otherwise.
Right. Exactly.
Man, that's interesting. So, Sean, tell us a little bit about some of the success stories you've had of people that didn't think that they qualified.
Well, one comes to mind. There was actually a gentleman who runs a local restaurant, very well-known restaurant, and he had already gotten a ERC for a shorter period of time. Mm. Another provider had talked to him before I did. Mm. So I said, let us take a look at this. I won't mention the name, but he had gotten $550,000 already. And we'd looked at it, maybe we'll find another 20 or 30 grand. Mm-hmm. We found an additional $698,000
for
this other provider had just overlooked, had left on the table, primarily because they just don't understand the nuance of the law. So I would encourage all the listeners, talk to somebody. You don't have to talk to me. If you want to talk to me, I'd love to help you. Mm-hmm. But you know, do your due diligence when you talk to folks to make sure that they really are an expert at this.
Yeah.
Well, I've had like so many businesses, and like last week on the Tucson Tasty show, or when we had you on last, the business we had on was saying, I spoke to my CPA or spoke to my accountant, and they said I wasn't eligible.
Yeah.
So I want to thank ERC Junction. There's something special about you guys. What makes you unique, and why should people choose ERC Junction?
Number one, we will look at it. If you don't qualify, there's absolutely no cost. We tie our success to their success. Hmm. So it motivates our team to do an even better job. Mm-hmm. And we don't charge any money. Our fee is not due until they physically get the money from the IRS.
Yeah.
So there's no money up front. Typically takes a business owner 15 to maybe 30 minutes tops to gather what we need. Mm-hmm. And then we do the heavy lifting from there.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. And how can people get a hold of you if they're interested?
So best way to do it is call my mobile number directly, 520-576-3524, or email me, Sean, that's spelled S-E-A-N, Sean at ercjunction.com.
Nice. So that's
520-576-3524.
Yes. Awesome. And that's Sean Smiley with ERC Junction. Thank you for joining us, Sean.
Thank you.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, the Homeless Veteran Transition Program on the northwest side of town, here with the coolest guy in Tucson, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And what are you guys doing?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what if Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing?
We're keeping you cool all summer long.
That's right. That's right. And then real soon, I think it'll probably shift, keeping you warm all winter long.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Well, and don't forget the plumbing part.
Yeah, keeping your water running.
Yeah, making sure that if your stuff is leaking, we get it unleakable.
Unleakable, yeah.
Well, we want to thank our sponsors before we come back after the break. Our Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, BBB, Serving Southern Arizona, Seton Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print Copy, Cool View Tinting, Sabino Investment Management, Solistic Hospice, The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, Inspire Life Mortgage, Inspire Life Chiropractic, ERC Junction, The White Stallion Ranch, and we'll have all that and more after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another stupendalicious episode of the Common Good Radio Show.
Stupendalicious. Yeah,
you're welcome. That's for you, Ron. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with the coolest guy in Tucson, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Keeping you cool all summer long.
That's absolute fact. Yeah. And may I say, just real quick, I hate to break into your time, Kiki, but having had Ron, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, actually not Ron, I don't think you've actually ever been to my house.
I haven't been to your house.
No. Having Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing come and handle several different issues. Their work is great. Their customer service is great. Just the way that they get on it really quickly. I want to think that I'm not getting any special treatment. I want to think that's just the way that they work. And it's just been such a blessing. I would refer anybody I know to Picture Rocks
Cooling. Well, thank you. Plumbing. I mean, that's what we strive for, is the customer service.
Yeah. And today at the Arizona Sands Club networking meeting, I got to sit next to Frank the Tank. Uh-huh. Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. So
fantastic.
If you're out there listening and you want and you want to do work with, or even don't want to do work, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, ask for Frank.
So, Frank's got great energy. Yeah, he's always amazing. Enjoy my time with him.
Yeah, Frank, Ryan, Shirley, Ron. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just, you can probably go down the list. Trevor, you know, Ron's sons, his wife, Janae. I mean, they're just an amazing group of people.
How many employees do you have in total then?
We're at 17 right now.
So that's really wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, 17 families that you're impacting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
great.
That's awesome. And that beautiful voice that you hear, that is Miss Kiki Rogers without the D from Country Financial. And I'm really excited actually to real quick explain to our listeners what Country Financial is and kind of like the litany of services that you guys provide, because I'm thankfully... Country Financial handles our family's affairs in almost like every single arena when it comes to insurance. So
and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And but even when we first started working with you, I had no idea that they handle the array of things. So kind of explain to our listeners what they probably don't even realize. You guys do more than just car insurance.
We do. Yeah. So Country Financial's been around for almost 100 years. In 2025, we'll be celebrating 100 years of being in business. Originated in Illinois, and we're a full financial and insurance company. So everything from your personal lines of insurance, that's your auto, your home, your toys, to your pet, your health care, your, of course, home umbrella policies for those, and then your life insurance, your long-term care insurance, and then we have financial advisors and financial planners. In my office, I have two outstanding financial advisors I work with as well. So we can look at the entire financial package for a family. Mm-hmm. You know, your whole, we call it the financial house, you know, how you build your financial house from the bottom in this, you know, foundation all the way to the roof.
Nice. Yeah. And it's, again, I mean, it's, I was overly impressed with, you know, all, not only how, like, my wife was insistent that we had everything in one, under one company. She wanted everything under one roof in regards to our life insurance, our health insurance, our home insurance, our car insurance. She wanted it all in one place, and Country Financial was that place. And I was like, okay, yeah, we can get it all in one place, but I want to make sure we get the best price for each one of those different things. So if we don't end up getting it in one place, honey, you're going to have to be okay with that, because for me, economics is what's most important. But Lord and behold, we were able to get the best price, and we were able to get all of those services all in one place.
Almost all, other than I did identify that going through the marketplace, because you bring it up, so if you don't mind me sharing.
Oh, no, yeah, please.
We through that discovery and about your family and your family's goals and needs, we were able to determine that the marketplace actually had options that really met your goals well. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to take care of almost everything through Country, but just because I can sell a product through Country doesn't mean I'm going to push that on my customers if I know there are other options that fit their goals as well. And so I just want everyone to, you know, be at ease that my goal is really to represent my customers and help them find what they need to meet their goals, as opposed to try to sell you everything Country has to offer.
Right. And that's what you're going to get with Kiki, is you're going to get that customer service.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. She's very beloved pretty much everywhere she goes.
Yeah.
So yeah, that definitely, I mean, kind of like with Frank the Tank, if nothing, if nothing else, even if you don't want to get service from these people, at least meet them, because they're really amazing people, and it's just such a blessing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know when we sat down with Kiki, I didn't really know if we were going to, you know, go with you, but I just you know, love Kiki's energy so much, and just love being around her so much. It's just like, it'll be at least fun to sit down and have coffee with her, if nothing else.
And I'm glad you gave me that opportunity, because I'm not going to be that pushy, fast-talking salesperson. It's just not my style.
Yeah,
and this is my duty to my clients. I have a fiduciary duty to them to look out for their best interests. And so I'm never going to approach that in a fast sales pitch way. It's going to be about building trust, building relationships, and really getting to know who you are and how I can service you best.
Yeah, and to pivot on that idea you were talking about earlier about how you just want people to find what's best for them, you're going to be doing an insurance con real soon. And I say that because it's a very original idea and
con
probably people don't even know what to do.
Comic book con, yeah, right. not Comic-Con. As in a scammer,
yeah,
please.
For sure.
Don't want to get the wrong
that.
Impression
yeah,
out there.
That better.
Yeah, so do we have to dress up for this insurance con?
Yeah, I will.
Ron, I would love to see you and Frank compete for the best comic book costume
yeah,
now.
For sure.
I think that's a great challenge.
So what else can people expect from
insurance con will be is myself, and I'm collaborating with five other agents from other companies, including Goosehead Brokerage and financial companies, Bob Sorek and Ray Rios, both with health insurance. Mm. And we're going to do a panel question and answer, and then like a small exhibit show where you can then meet with each of us individually at our tables, make appointments, get materials, ask for multiple quotes, bring your policies if you like to.
Nice.
This is a special event where we want to really open the door for people to be able to talk to multiple experts in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
This is being offered at the Arizona Sands Club for Sands members and their guests.
Okay.
But if you're not a member, I would love for you to be my guest and to reach out.
And when, what date and time?
This is October 5th. Thank you. Thursday, October 5th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Arizona Sands Club. You can find my information on my Facebook. Probably is the easiest. Just search Facebook for Kiki Rogers Country Financial, and I'll come right up, and it's right on that.
Nice.
Very nice.
Well, Kiki, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank
you. I always love being here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we love having you.
And I'm guessing you'll probably catch her as my guest co-host real soon. So,
I'm on the Tasty Tucson show today with Wesley.
Oh, awesome.
Yes,
okay,
looking
awesome.
Forward to it.
You're everywhere, Kiki. Kiki's everywhere.
I try. I don't know. thank you all.
Thank you for joining us. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be back right after break. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the coolest guy in Tucson, Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. We also invite you to join us the first Wednesday of every month at the Arizona Sands Club for our business networking meeting, the Common Good Business Breakfast at 9 a.m. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We highlight the good in the community. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the coolest guy in Tucson, Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Right. Keeping you cool all summer long.
All summer long. Man, it's almost over now. So,
yeah. That's our busy season. So,
yeah. So after you're done keeping people cool all summer long, then what?
Oh, we're going to keep them warm all winter long.
Yep. There we go. There we have it. Yeah. We'll shift that tagline maybe next month when we have it on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear now. Okay. Yeah. And that handsome voice, that's Mr. Joey Rogers of Dancing in the Streets. And that's not just something he does for fun, but that is a pillar of Tucson, a nonprofit organization in South Tucson that does some amazing things, but don't take my word for it.
Right. Amazing story and just amazing ongoing. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, I feel blessed to be able to share it with our listening audience. Hopefully, we'll get plenty of opportunities to do this. But why don't you, Joey, tell our listening audience about like the mission and the goals of Dancing in the Streets.
I can say is Dancing in the Street is a nonprofit, like you said. Mm-hmm. We've been around since 2008. Mm. We're on our sweet 16.
You're aging yourself.
Yeah. Oh boy. And we are in the city of South Tucson. Mm. You know, the mile radius city, which is a lot of poverty, a lot of homeless, a lot of everything else.
I used to work in South Tucson.
Oh, okay. So you know. So
I know.
Everybody knows. So when I came back home from my dance career, I looked around and I'm from the South Park area. I was raised in 31st and South Park.
Okay.
Yeah, so good area.
Yeah. I know that area well, too.
We're all fluent area.
So when I moved back, I didn't see any kind of dance in that area.
Right.
Especially in ballet. So I decided to make that move, but it was kind of interesting in the beginning because when I approached city leaders in the city of South Tucson saying, "Hey, I'm going to start a ballet school in your city. Mm. Hopefully it'll turn into a ballet school." Oh boy, you should have saw the looks. You should have saw the looks, and then the looks turned into laughter, and then the code word was, those people are not going to gravitate to that kind of dance.
Mm.
That's what I kept on hearing, right. Those people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear no, for me, I hear opportunity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So my wife decided to start dancing in the streets.
Mm.
So our mission is to teach dance in a way that we're using ballet as social, because ballet is such an intimidating word to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think of ballet, you think of you have to be white.
Mm.
You have to have a skinny body. You have to, you know, be a certain clientele of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was none of that.
You look like you got a good build.
Thanks to my ballet, yeah, John. All those girls I've been lifting all those years.
Yeah, for sure. Nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we talk about the resistance once you got into it and kind of got the ball rolling, but what inspired it in the first place?
Oh man, what inspired me was actually one time me and my wife went to our barbecue back in South Park. And I saw a kid was just jacking around. And I usually try to challenge kids to get them interested in ballet, but I don't tell them. I show them a ballet step, which I can do, but they can't do.
Yeah. Right.
But see, the whole world, in the world of dance, your job as a dancer is to make it look easy. Mm. So I can make it look easy while you try to attempt it. And you'll go like, you know. So I do this to kids all the time. And I say, hey, you want to make $5? They're like, yeah. Well, do this. Boom. Oh, okay. Oh, wait a minute.
That's not as easy as it looks.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. So a kid went inside a house. He told other kids, and because they were inside the house playing video games.
Mm.
So next thing you know, 40 kids come running out of this house, and I said, anybody could do this step? I'll give you $10. I had 40 kids in the middle of the street doing this step. So I'm looking at my wife. I'm like going, Celeste, there's something going on here.
Mm.
We got kids dancing in the streets, in the hood,
right,
doing a ballet step. They don't even know what they're doing. And then parents like going, what are you doing to our kids? I'm like going, hey, I'm just showing them something that they never done before. And look, they're not on the video game.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not. And the parent, yeah, okay, all right. All right, Mr. Rogers, okay. Well, take my kid and make him one. Make him a ballerina. Okay, all right. So pretty much that's how it came about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was working at the city at the time. And a guy named Luis Carrion, he was the reporter for Arizona Illustrated.
Okay. Oh.
So I guess he heard about good old days. He heard about my name. You know how Tucson is.
You got
something going, got something popping. Mm-hmm. So he got a hold.
Especially back in those days, especially, I imagine. Huh?
Right, yeah. Right. And he did a segment on me, and then he called it Dancing in the Streets. And I said, there we go, Celeste.
Yeah.
That's our name right there. You know, so he was the man that named it for us. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because, you know, when you hear dancing, it should be dancing away from the streets. That's what it should be called. But, you know, a lot of people, when they hear dancing in the streets, they look at me, and then the first thing they go, oh, you're hip-hop. No. No, I'm sorry to bust your bubble. It's ballet. What? You? You're black. What? You're a black man. Yes, and I teach classical ballet. Head scratcher, man.
Interesting. So for like, I don't know, for people who want to plug in and want to get involved, like what are the opportunities look like for kids who want to get involved, or adults even?
Well, like I said, we have a local Nutcracker coming up. We got our dates, December 17th, 16th and 17th at the Temple Music and Art.
Okay.
So right now I'm going to put this out on your show. I'm looking for young stars who are in wheelchairs. Mm. Those parents out there who got kids in wheelchair, I can show them the magic of the theater of ballet. Mm. We do have wheelchair kids right now present, but I want more. Mm-hmm. I want more. I want to fill up the stage with haves and have nots. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And see that community kind of blend in. So I'm looking for those. I'm looking for actually students too from ages from 5 all the way up. You know, there's never too late. If you're scared, that's fine. You could come over and watch what I do teaching wise. You know, go on our website, www.ditsaz.org.
Okay.
And give me a try. Just give me a test. You know, I'm here to take the fear out of ballet.
Yeah. Interesting.
Know?
I mean, what intrigues me so much about this is I have no idea anything about it.
Exactly.
So like, you know, for, you know, John Q. Public, I got a child that I bring in the door. Like, what are the classes? What can I expect? Like, how do we plug in?
What you expect? It's just basically just basic. I'll teach basic ballet, and that way I get in there with the kids. I get in the trenches, and then
is it like Wednesday night kids classes? Like,
oh, it's from we were from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, okay. And then usually the weekends we have our rehearsals.
Okay,
that's the big thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nutcracker is a 2-hour ballet, so it's a huge production. Mm-hmm. It takes us about $40,000 to put on this production for these kids.
Wow.
So I'm always hustling. We're a nonprofit. You know what that is in Tucson. You're always begging from the same people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But you know, but in turn, I was gonna see on that last show you were talking to the woman, you brought up a name, Frank London. John, he danced in my Nutcracker.
Interesting.
I remember that a year or two ago, right?
Exactly. Yeah. With Brandon London. Brandon London? Brandon?
Yes.
So both of them danced in my Nutcracker. They drank a little something because they were all, you know, Joey, I got butterflies. I got butterflies, man. I got butterflies. I was like,
Liquid courage.
Yeah.
So they came on there and just had a ball. But the reason why I do that is, John, is I ask community leaders to do the show is because it's not the show on the stage I want to show them. It's the show backstage.
Right. Mm,
yeah. I call it organized chaos. You just see kids, parents, where's this? Where's that? And then when it gets closer, everybody just gels together. And then when the show starts, we start, you know, the show must go on.
That's right. Nice. It's a live show.
Yeah, it's a live show, man. So, you know, it's a live show. It's a community show, you know. We're showing, Dance History is showing that the kids that we have, you wouldn't think that they would do ballet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. There's other ballet companies. We're probably like the ugly duckling, but hey, I got some beautiful swans.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got some beautiful swans. Yeah.
Awesome. So one more time, tell our listeners how they can support, how they can get a hold of you and how they can plug in.
You can call us at our phone number is 520-607-8751, or you can go on our website, Dancing in the Streets, Arizona, that great song, that Motown song. Everybody knows that song. So, you know, just put an AZ and go to the website, look around, give me a call, or just show up. You can drop in if you like this to see what's going on with our organized chaos.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Joey.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for inviting me, John. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That's Joey Rogers with Dancing in the Streets. Definitely check them out. I'm Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, here with the coolest guy in Tucson, Mr. Ron Arenas, with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for another show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely, y'all go to veteranrescuemission.org. Check out all the amazing work we do outside of this show and the Tucson Tasty Show. We also, at the foundation, we look for homeless veterans, get them back to our shelter, get them connected with jobs and services, and get them into housing. I get to sit on their couch with them and cry because we're so happy that we got them situated. So if you want to help that, go to veteranrescuemission.org and donate a little bit to us and then a little bit to Dancing in the Streets.